John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
It's been a while since he's been with us, and he's the man who gave us "If There's a Bustle in Your Hedgerow," 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 70s. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Epting. Hello.
Hey, John. How's everyone doing this morning?
We're doing pretty good. You guys good?
Yeah.
Oh, it is good to have you back, sir. It is good to hear your voice. Now, from what I understand, we are taking it to the streets.
You know, the Doobie Brothers in 1975, they were a big band. I mean, they had, you know, a number of really big albums, Captain and Me, What Were Once Vices Are Now Habits. But in 1975, Tom Johnston, sort of the front guy, you know, kind of splitting those duties with Pat Simmons, Tom has some medical issues, and he leaves the band at the start of a very big spring-summer tour. They're out there promoting the album Stampede, and the band doesn't know what to do. I mean, what do you do four shows in when the voice behind Listen to the Music, China Grove, Long Train Running, can't go on? So they huddle up, and their fairly new guitar player, Jeff Skunk Baxter, who had been a founding member of Steely Dan, says, wait a minute, I got an idea. We had a background vocalist in Steely Dan who can maybe come out and fill in some of the gaps. I'll call him. Young guy, early 20s. He's playing bars now in L.A. His name is Michael McDonald. So they bring McDonald into the fold. He does 2 days of rehearsal with the band, and lo and behold, they realize this play keyboards, it introduces that on stage, and he can sing. So he saves the tour. They get through the tour. Now they don't know what to do at the end of the tour. They're going back in the studio, and McDonald has a couple of tunes he's written. They're like, hey, whatever. You know, he surprises with his singing and his playing, and he goes in the studio, and for the producer, Ted Templeman, he lays out a thing called Taking It to the Streets, and all jaws drop in the studio, and they realize that he's not just a good talent, he's a monster talent. And thus begins this kind of new era, you know, the Michael McDonald era, as it's sort of known. And for the next 5 or 6 years, they win their first Grammys. The sound obviously changes. It goes from being kind of a more, you know, straight-ahead rock and roll blues bass than Tom Johnston brought, into more of the, you know, soulful kind of, as we learned, jazzier,
right,
some Motown tinges and things. And,
sure.
I know you have some personal experience with the Doobies back then, right?
Oh,
especially
yeah,
around the time of this tune.
Oh, no, definitely around the time of the tune. I told this story in as one of our podcasts for On the Record about how when Taking It to the Streets came out, they actually did a concert in the street in Manhattan and Little Italy. And the day that I'm sitting there, they had like little coffee tables all over the place. And I'm sitting there and, you know, watching the show. And this guy and his wife come up to me and says, hey, can we use these two chairs? And it's Robin Williams and his wife. Right? Man had the hairiest arms I've ever seen. He's
well, that's Mork era, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think he's part gorilla, or was part gorilla.
You know, again, it was a real turning point for the band, a real watermark. You know, here's this kind of shy, humble singer who comes out from California and really changes the direction of the band. So whenever I hear this song, it was sort of the new version of the band. That song really came, that whole album came to define this new direction, which was very popular. And again, it makes the Doobies to be one of the more unique bands in American history that were able to kind of evolve and shift, you know, and adapt as they needed to. And to this day, they are out there, you know, playing amazing shows with a boatload of hits and, you know, the fabric of our lives kind of things, to cite a cliche.
And remember, without Mike McDonald, no Yacht Rock.
Yeah.
That's right.
Great point, John.
Foundational grandfather of Yacht Rock. Absolutely.
All right. Well, instead of taking it to the streets, we're going to take it to the turntable. It is time now for the Doobie Brothers. Chris Epting, our guest. Of course, you can pick up his book as an ebook on Amazon.com. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.